It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I thought about you so much this weekend. Did you have a good one? I did. Oh, I went outside walking. Took a one long walk this weekend. Saw so many things. Mm-hmm. Do you ever take a walk with any people in your family? Do you? What other things do you do with the people in your family? Good. Would you by any chance know what this might be? It's something new for the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than that. It opens up even more. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Where's Mr. Rogers? Once more, okay? Where's Mr. Rogers? Do you ever play peek-a-boo with anybody? Sure. Sort of as if somebody goes away and then comes back very quickly. Yeah. Well, it is a tablecloth. It's certainly not bird wings. No, it's not that. It's for the kitchen. Shall we put it on the kitchen table? All right. Here we go. Let's see if it's a good size for here. Just set the table and have a pretend party. Okay? Some glasses. And some plates. And some bowls. Did you ever help your parents set the table? Well, plate goes in the middle, one for you, and a glass for you, and the fork goes on this side of the plate, right over there, and the knife goes on this side of the plate, there, and a spoon likes to sit beside the knife, right over there. They're friends. Which bowl would you like to have? Well, I think I'd like to, you know, my favorite color's yellow. May I have the yellow one? Okay. You'll take this one, will you? All right, there. Now a plate and a bowl and a fork, knife, and spoon for me. There's a napkin. Paper napkins are usually square like that. And sometimes people like to fancy them up a bit, make them look like... And the napkin likes the fork, so it stays beside the fork. The napkin and the fork are friends. The knife and the spoon are friends. There we are. How would you like to have a pretend cookie? Okay. There we are. Having our pretend party together. You're very special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time. For a friendship with me, you see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Would you like another one? Good, isn't it? F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You surely are. Well, we've had our pretend party. After you have a party, then you clean things up. Do you ever help clean up the table? There. Let's just pretend we're washing this, okay? Real water, but we can just pretend. You are special. Glasses back. And then after you have a dinner, sometimes you like to have a postprandial meeting. Postprandial. Post means after, and prandial means dinner. So postprandial means after dinner. Would you ever like to have a postprandial meeting with your mom and dad and the people in your family? Just sit down at the table and talk about what you've done all day. It's a special kind of meeting, isn't it? Postprandial. I like it. Why don't we just check and see in the neighborhood of make-believe what's going on in there? It's a new week there, too. Must be time for the trolley. There's Daniel's clock. Happy new week to you all in the neighborhood of make-believe. There's the fountain where the frogs live. And the museum go-round. Mrs. Frog takes care of that museum. Coming to X's tree. Hello, X's tree and Henrietta's house. And there's that factory where Corny makes all those chairs, those rocking chairs. There's the trolley. Do I see tents still in the castle garden? Uh-oh. Hi, Trolley. How are you today? Are the tents still up in the castle garden? Uh-oh. I guess we have a lot to find out about in make-believe right now. Would you please take us there? Thank you, Trolley.
Oh, hello, Trolley dear. Oh, how I love my campsite. Oh, to eat in my campsite, to sleep in my campsite, to live in my campsite, to bird watch in my campsite, to do everything in my campsite.
Oh. Hello, Lady Elaine.
Hello, dear. Won't you have a campsite cookie?
Well, no thanks, Lady Elaine. You see, there's so much work to be done, I think we better just get started right away, okay?
Get started at what, dear?
Why, cleaning up, of course. I'm here to help you.
Oh, no, I don't need any cleaning up to do. I mean, they're just a few crumbs, and I can clean them up myself.
Well, Lady Elaine, I didn't mean to help you clean up your cookie crumbs.
Oh, well, what did you mean?
Well, I meant to help you clean up the castle garden, to get rid of these tents and everything.
Oh, well, I'm not going to take down these tents.
You're what?
I'm not going to take them down. I'm going to keep them right here. I'm going to keep this place for campers. Campers need a place, and I'm just going to keep it as a campsite.
But, Lady Elaine, this is the castle garden. I mean, you wouldn't know it at the moment, but it is.
Yes, but it's my campsite, too.
But the campsite was for the opera, Lady Elaine, and now the opera is over.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't, Handyman Negri. You keep your handy hands off my tents.
Lady Elaine, you're not serious about leaving all these things up here.
I've never been more serious in my life.
But what will King Friday say when he comes back?
I can't wait. I can't wait. Wait till he comes back. Wait till he comes back.
Yes, yes. Wait till he comes back.
Well, is that all you have to talk with me about today, dear?
Well, I guess so, Lady Elaine.
Well, roll along, then. If you know anybody who wants to rent a good tent, send him my way.
Boy, you sure know how to make things difficult for people sometimes, don't you?
Well, toot-toot.
Toot-toot.
The campsite, the beautiful campsite. Here for good, here for good.
There, Handyman Negri, are you doing your exercises?
Oh, hello, X. No, I'm worried, X.
Worried? What about?
Well, I've just come from the castle garden. And Lady Elaine is over there, and she has tents and sign and everything up there in the castle garden, and she refuses to take them down.
Oh, I know, but those were the tents and the signs for the opera, and the opera's over now, so she'll take them down.
No, but she says she won't take them down, X. She absolutely refuses to take them down.
You mean you've already asked her?
I've asked her, and she says no. She says she's not taking them down.
Oh, but King Friday would like that one bit.
I know he wouldn't. I mean, what if he'd come back today and look over there and see those tents and those signs and all that mess and everything?
Oh, well, we've just got to think of some way to get her out of there.
Yeah, but I can't think of a thing. And she just says, well, wait till he comes back. Wait till he comes back. That's what she keeps saying.
Wait till he comes back. Oh, wait a minute. I think I've got an idea.
What is it, X?
Well, just you wait there a second. I think I have a good idea.
Well, I hope he has an idea, because I don't have an idea. X, is that you, X?
Yeah.
What?
I'm under here. You take that.
Wait a minute. Well, what is it, X?
Oh, it's part of a costume. Just a second. I'll get the other part.
Part of a costume? Looks like a...
Here's the other part.
Let me help you.
Yep. Can you get it?
Yep. Oh, boy, it sure is big, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been saving it down in my trunk.
Well, what is it? I mean, what do I do with it?
Yeah, you put it on. You put that top part on your head.
This part goes on my head?
Yep.
Just like this?
Yes, and bring it down just a little bit in the front.
Down in the front?
Uh-huh. That is good. Now put the other part on as you would a coat.
Just put it on like a coat, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, it's gonna be just right.
Like that?
I've got an idea. I've got an idea. I've got a good idea.
There, how's that, X?
Yeah, button up the front there, okay?
Button up the front, let's see.
Do you know who you are going to be?
No, I have no idea. What is this costume?
You're going to be a great crested grebe.
A what?
A great crested grebe.
A great crested grebe?
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned bird. And that costume's just going to make you look exactly like one, and you will be good. That's right. Flap your wings.
How's it look?
It looks great. Flap your wings.
I almost feel like I could fly in this thing.
Right. Well, you're going to be so big that you will scare Lady Elaine right out of her campsite.
That's a good idea. You know, I never thought of scaring her away.
Oh, well, we've got to get her out of there somehow. That's before the king comes back.
That's for sure.
Go around once more and let me see you flap. You are great. You look just like a fine feathered friend. You do. Oh, a fine feathered friend is a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Oh, a fine feathered friend is a treasure.
Treasure.
Yes, a fine feathered friend is a friend to the end. Yes, a friend to the end is a fine feathered friend. You say,
oh, I am friendly. Right. You are friendly. He is friendly. We are friendly. You are friendly. They are friendly. Golly gee, but we are friendly. We agree right to the end. We are fine feathered friends. Oh, we agree right to the end. We are fine feathered friends. Oh, I am friendly. You are friendly. He is friendly. We are friendly. You are friendly. They are friendly.
Golly
gee, but we are friendly. We agree right to the end. We are fine feathered friends. Oh, we agree right to the end. We are fine feathered friends.
You're going to be great now.
It's fun being a bird, you know?
That's right. Remember now, you're a great crested grebe, and you're the biggest one that ever was.
Right. I'll thank you very much, and I'll go over there and do my best to frighten Lady Elaine away.
Good luck, great crested grebe.
Thank you, X the Owl.
Bye-bye.
I'll practice a few turns here, okay?
Good. Let me know how you do.
I will.
Crested grebe. I've never seen anything so big. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You are a great crested grebe, aren't you?
Oh boy.
You are? X the owl. X, come here at once. Come to the castle campsite. X, come here.
Yes, Lady Elaine, are you calling me? What's wrong? What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
You're not?
No, dear. Look what I've discovered. A great crested grebe.
Yes, I see. You weren't the least bit afraid.
No, why should I? I'm thrilled at seeing this bird. I'll go write it down in my bird-watching manual. Don't let it get away, X. Don't let it get away.
Oh, no, X. Oh. Don't tell me.
She said she wasn't the least bit afraid.
Not the least bit. In fact, she's thrilled.
Yeah, now she's going to write it down in her manual.
Oh, what are we going to do now?
Handyman Negri, we have tried to scare her away, and she won't go. Look at this tent. Look at this sign.
Just look at this.
Look at this mess.
We've got to think of something.
That's right. What's King Friday going to say?
I don't know what he's going to say.
Come on back to my tree and we'll talk about it. Come along, fly back to the tree.
Okay.
What are they going to do to get Lady Elaine to take those tents down before King Friday comes back? Scaring certainly didn't help at all. She wasn't even scared. Do you know why she wasn't? She was expecting to see birds. There she was with her binoculars, looking right out there, expecting to see all kinds of birds. And so when Handyman Negri came along and... Can you do it? Can you do the way he did? He went... like that. She wasn't the least bit frightened. No. Because she wanted birds to come by. Do you ever scare people? Have you ever hidden behind the kitchen door and jumped out and said boo to your mother? Well, if she knew you were there, maybe she just pretended that she was frightened. But if she didn't know you were there, she might have really been frightened. Yeah. I knew a boy one time who was very, very much afraid when he first saw and heard a vacuum sweeper. Matter of fact, I have to use one right now. Let's get it out, okay? Have you ever seen one? A vacuum sweeper? These rugs of mine need a little sweeping. It's electric, so you have to plug it in. Well, it was something that he wasn't expecting. And so that's why he was frightened when he heard it the first time. But now we're expecting this noise, so we don't need to be frightened. Set to turn it on. There it is. And we'll just sweep a bit. We're really helping with the housework today, aren't we? First we set the table, then we put away the dishes. Now we're sweeping the rugs. There. Put the furniture back after you've swept the rug. How about this little rug over here? There. They both look pretty good. Do you ever help sweep? I need to show you one thing before I put this away. Just dawned on me that you might not have seen the inside of this before. Now this, of course, is for grown-ups to do, but I'd just like you to see it. See, that's a bag where all the dirt goes in. It comes from this pipe right down in there. And that collects all the dirt from the carpets. And after a bit, when it's all filled with dirt, you take it out and throw it away. Who does the sweeping in your house? Your mom? Your dad? Somebody else help? You know, it really helps to know about things before you hear them or before you do them. If my friend had known that that sweeper was going to make a great big noise like whoosh, he'd have been ready for it. It's good to be ready for things, isn't it? You like to be told. I do. I like to be told. when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. It's not quite so scary when you know beforehand, is it? No. Well, back with the sweeper. It's a long hose, isn't it? Things you can do in the house to help the people you like. Mm-hmm. So much. Even just putting your own clothes away. Sure, that helps. I wonder what's going to happen with Lady Elaine tomorrow. She surely is intent on keeping up those tents, isn't she? Well, we'll find out more tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day by just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.